Directions. There are four major directions. They are north, south, east, and west. The directions shown on a map are always the same. North is always at the top of the map. If you know the north direction, then you can find the other directions easily. Let's see how. Well, the direction that is exactly opposite to north is south. Next, the direction that is to the right of north is east, and to the left of the north is west. Subdirections. Once you understand the concept of directions, it is easy to find the subdirections. The direction that is between the north and the east is northeast. Likewise, the direction between the north and west is northwest. That between the south and east is southeast, and that between the south and west is the southwest. So the knowledge of directions is important in the study of maps. It is also very important for astronauts in the space, sailors at the sea, and pilots in the air. Scale. Can we show the actual size of the Earth on a map? It is not possible. It is not possible even to show the actual distance between two places on a map. Thus, maps are drawn according to a scale which represents actual distances on a map. For example, the actual distance between points 1 and 2 is about 200 kilometers on the ground. But on the map, the distance between the two points is reduced to just 2 centimeters. So, we can say that a distance of 100 kilometers on the ground is represented by a distance of 1 centimeter on the map. This is called the scale of the map. So, to understand the language of a map, we must know its scale. Signs and symbols. Maps show various features, but it is impossible to show the actual shape and size of rivers, railways, roadways, etc. on a map because of limited space. Therefore, map makers use some standard symbols which are used all over the world. A symbol is a shape or sign that is used to represent something. For example, a metal road is depicted by two straight lines. A capital city is marked on a map by a small circle enclosed within a bigger circle. Most of the maps have a key in one corner to explain what these signs and symbols means. One must know about these signs to read the map correctly. Maps are of different kinds, and some of them are the physical maps. Maps that highlights the physical or natural features of an area such as mountains, rivers, lakes, plateaus are called physical maps. The political maps. It shows boundaries between countries, states, districts along with their capitals and other major cities. Special maps. Maps which gives us the specific information such as distribution of rainfall, populations, minerals, crops, etc. of an area is known as special maps. So children, next time you read a map, I am sure you will enjoy it. Thank you, children.